Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we are talking about money. But more specifically, we are talking about credit cards and merchant services. My guest today is an account executive with Central Payment, which is a registered ISO, I don't even know what that means, and merchant service provider of Wells Fargo Bank, which I was very glad to see because they're very strong, as well as with First National Bank of Omaha. Donna has spent the better part of her career in the customer service and retail industry, and about 1 year ago decided to make a shift with her new Encore career as a local account executive. Donna St. Jean, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole, for having me. I'm very excited.
And I'm going to move your microphone a little bit because I need to see your face when we're like we are having a conversation here, and it's all about merchant services. So I'm really excited. But you do live on the Cape.
Yes, I do.
And are you servicing the whole South Shore?
I'll service wherever people need me. I have no problem driving around. I have no problem leaving the Cape. Obviously, I've left the Cape July 3rd.
Yes, to record today. I know. And you know what? So what? It's just traffic on the way home.
Absolutely.
So how long have you lived on the Cape?
I have been on the Cape over 20 years.
Wow. Now, what brought you there?
My parents moved there in 1985, and I moved up there in 1990 with the first recession. And I was going to go from there to Southern California. Then I wound up meeting my husband.
Oh, okay.
Ex-husband.
Okay. All right. That's okay. You know, I have an ex-husband. Okay. So we all know how challenging it is to be a single mom, because you are a single mom now.
Yes, I am.
How does being a single mom drive you?
I just want to do good for my kids. I would like to, have money where I can take my kids on vacations. Mm. And just be able to provide for them.
Yeah. Now, how old are they?
Hayden, my oldest boy, just turned 19, and my youngest boy is 16, and his name is Lucas.
Ah. Oh, my God. So two teenage boys.
Two teenage boys,
I have two teenage boys, too.
A lot of fun.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun. I love the way you say that. Well, mine are a little bit younger. Mine are 14 and 16, turning 17 and 15. So, okay. All right. Now, you were educated in the insurance field, I read.
Yes, I was in the insurance industry for about 9 years in New Jersey. Then I moved up here, and I was working for an agency on the Cape for about 3 or 4 years, and then I went back into retail. Retail's always been my background. I've always had a retail job. It was actually better money, and I wound up becoming an assistant manager at The Limited.
Oh, my God. I used to work there.
I still have a ton of clients from there.
Oh, my God. I used to work at the Limited Express.
Yep.
Is that still out there?
I don't think there's that many. I think there may be one Limited. Express is still in the Cape Cod Mall. The Limited is not. I think they are in maybe the Braintree Mall.
What a great job that was.
That was I had great
clothing. I was 18 when I was working there, I think. It was a long time ago.
It was a very long time ago. But it was
fun.
Wow.
Oh, my God. You just brought back a whole bunch of memories. Now, what is your best attribute that you think you bring to the table now as an account executive?
I believe it's my customer service skills. I've always been very customer service oriented. I do whatever I can do to make people happy and to make sure everything is correct. And
now, some people, customer service means one thing. What does it really mean to you? Does it mean just the follow-up on the phone calls, or?
Well, it's a little bit of everything. It's exactly following up on the phone calls and just helping people with their needs and finding out what their needs are and just to meet their needs.
And really holding their hand.
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a lot of hand-holding.
Because this is an industry that, has a lot of jargon. That we don't really, technical stuff, like what is the ISO that I mentioned?
I'm very new to this industry, well, so I am learning everything about it now. I mean, every day it's just a learning experience. I'm always on the Central Payment website trying to learn new things.
And I knew that MSP stood for Merchant Service Provider.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll figure that out. Now, you're almost 1 year with Central Payment.
Yes.
How easy is it for you to explain all this?
Technically, I started in October, but I really didn't get into it after January, February because of my other jobs that I have, which is a retail run by a giraffe. Christmas time, I work over 50 hours. Plus, I was doing working for a liquor store doing wine tasting with them, too. So I really couldn't do anything until January, February. And then we had a lot of snow, so that was kind of hard for me.
Oh, my God. It was a hard winter.
It was a horrible winter. And I'm not very much a winter person. I prefer, you know, the warm weather.
Yeah, yeah. You like this heat.
I love the heat. Bring it on.
I do not like the heat.
I love the heat.
I'm always hot anyway. So, you know, to have the extra heat is not a great
thing.
Bring it on.
Love it.
Okay. So you're only a few months into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
I think it's
correct.
Really admirable for you to completely make this complete shift. What drew you to the business?
Do you know what? I had just received a phone call. The telemarketers now reach out through the cell phones now. And, I was looking into it, and I did a little research on the company. It's very customer service oriented, and it's something I had no experience in, so I just thought it'd be something very exciting to try to get into.
Yeah, and so since they were heavy in the customer service, you're like, okay, I got that.
Yes.
Okay.
I knew I could do that.
All right.
And I enjoy being with people. I can sit and talk with people all day long.
So this is something where you actually go out to the small businesses,
yep.
Or if it's a woman entrepreneur out of her home, you just meet the people.
I can go wherever they want me to go. I do a lot of walking into businesses, telling them my name and what I do and what my services are that I provide. I do a lot of networking. That's where I met you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
ABWA. I also have a B&I group up on the Cape in Hyannis. So I do a lot of that. And any networking I can do, I will do. I go to a lot of the chamber events and just a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Just to get my name out there and get to know a lot of people. I've been with Toys R Us for over 18 years. So I actually know a lot of people on the Cape, which helps quite a bit, too.
Yeah.
So when I go into places, they're like, hey, I know you.
So you're like not afraid. One of my questions was going to be, what's the scariest thing about this? And I didn't even put that in there. And you're really like not afraid.
No, I just go in and just talk to people. You know, they have a script that they want you to follow, but I don't particularly like the script. I'd rather just go in there and be like, hey, this is what I do.
Yeah.
This is what I can provide you. Are you interested? I can give you a free rate. You know, let me know what, you know.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is so
awesome.
It's fun. All right. Now, so most businesses, let me ask you this. Do most business owners that you interact with understand that there is a more economical way? And if you are a small business owner or you're an entrepreneur listening, I hope you're going to stay with us for the whole show because we're really going to provide a lot of education here about merchant services versus the swiping, which we're not going to mention the name, or email invoices. Do people usually understand that this can be more economical?
I don't think a lot of people really look into it. I think they get the bill and just pay it. I don't think they pay much attention. And I know there's a lot of people that do this type of business, which I'm learning now.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of competition in it. So it's really, I base mine more on my customer service skills and just on me.
Yeah.
That people would be working with me.
The only person you compete with is yourself. Isn't
That's
that
correct.
True?
Yes.
Isn't that so
yes.
true?
And a few other people out there.
So where does your confidence come from? How did you have parents that raised you so confidently?
I don't know. I've just always been very good with people. I enjoy being with people. I mean, I guess you just have to have that. It's just a natural thing. My father did sales.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably got it from my father. My mother was a model.
Oh, really?
Yes, she was.
Wow.
In Boston, yeah.
Wow. Now, but really, confidence, because you're meeting brand new people for the first time, which is really kind of fun to do.
It is fun. Even if I don't wind up writing them, you make new friends.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just very laid back. I can pretty much talk to anybody.
This was pretty courageous for you to make this shift. Now,
it's
you were
courageous
or
crazy. I'm not really sure.
No, it's courageous. It's not crazy. Oh, my God, you're so funny. Now, why did you leave the insurance business?
When I moved up here, like I said, the retail at that point was paying more than the insurance business.
Oh, that's
plus
right.
Plus, the insurance business, people really don't like people who sell insurance.
Well, I have a lot of
hard problems with that.
I have a lot of great insurance friends, and they're very friendly and nice.
Yes, well, I am also. But yeah, a lot of people, I get blamed for their rates, and
oh,
which is really not my fault that they've had 20 accidents, and their rates are very high.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we have to go to a break very shortly. When we come back, I want to know what kind of customer service, or you can let us know, what kind of customer service does Central Payment actually provide to the end user? So if you're on vacation or something and people can't reach you. So how does that sound?
Great.
All right.
Can't wait.
I hope you stay with us. My guest is Donna St. Jean, and you can search her on LinkedIn, Donna C. Pay, the letter C, Pay. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you a small business owner utilizing a swipe card system or invoicing with emails as your resource for accepting credit card payments? Did you know there is a more economical way? Central Payment is a local merchant service provider that accepts all major credit cards. Your local account executive, Donna St. Jean, is here to help you. You can lower your percentage rates, and Central Payment is a local provider. Contact Donna with Central Payment at 774-238-6957 for a free consultation today, or connect with Donna on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/in/Donna Pay. Listing your property? Astounding Surrounding Staging is your South Shore home staging company. We help you stand out from the rest. On average, a home for sale using an accredited home staging company is on the market for 88% less time and sells for 17% more money. Get the most out of your home sale. Call Maureen Poole at 617-791-5278 or see what Astounding Surroundings can do for you at AstoundingSurroundingsStaging.com.
Dancing is the perfect combination of physical activity, social interaction, and mental stimulation. You don't have to be a professional dancer to look like one. Let Fred Astaire Dance Studio show you how to move with agility and grace. Maybe you dreamed of being a dancer as a child. It's never too late to learn the self-confidence of dance. Reignite that fire with your significant other and start dance lessons today. Or give the gift of dance with a gift certificate. Visit fredastaire.com or visit them in Plymouth today.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Donna St. Jean with Central Payment. And I kind of want to get a feel for what the customer service that they provide. Is it real technical? Is it real easy when you go to the website?
The website's pretty self-explanatory. They have a 24-hour customer service line.
Oh.
So if there's any type of problems that you're having, you can call them at any time. They are out of Northern California.
Yes.
But they do have the 24-hour line. I'm available.
All the time.
All the time anyways. It's
okay. All right. And what kind of customer service person or a salesperson would you consider yourself?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm just very customer service oriented. I just do whatever I can do.
So you're not salesy.
No, I try not to be salesy because people really don't like that, and they can read through the BS.
People can see right through
it. That's why when I go in, I just, I don't try to fluff around. I just go, hey, my name is Don. I work for Central Payment. I do merchant processing. Who are you using now? And we'll talk about their different businesses.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. But then I'll talk about their business, how long they've been in business, what they've been doing, who they're using. Are they happy with the user? When was the last time your account rep has actually come in to check on you?
Oh, that's a very good question.
And a lot of times they haven't seen anybody in quite a while.
Yeah. Oh, that's a very good question.
And it does help that I am local.
I know. The local is really great.
Local is key.
Yeah.
I really do believe that.
Now, why is customer service so important to you? You've been working in the customer service industry for a really long time.
People need service. People need help. There's questions that they can't answer, the things that they don't understand. That's why I'm here, to help them out. And if I can't help them because I am new to the industry, I just give my company a call and they're right there to answer my questions for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't tell you. One time I actually went into a local store, and the one day I went in and they said, oh, we can do that for you, no problem. And 3 days later, I went into that because I didn't have time to do it, so I left. And then 3 days later, I had time and I went in to do it. And a different person said, oh no, we can't do that for you. And it was completely the opposite. And I was like, oh my God, this is really bizarre.
Yeah, you'll find that in a lot of places. And I'm horrible. Like if I go shopping, as soon as I walk into a store, if I'm not greeted, I'm out.
Really?
Yeah.
You will turn around and leave the store?
It drives my kids crazy. Absolutely.
Really?
Crazy. Yeah, well, you know what? It will take you 2 seconds to say, hey, how you doing today? Can I help you?
Oh, my God.
If they're on the phone or just blatantly ignoring
you.
Or give a wave. Just any kind of acknowledgement. I think that's very important.
Yeah.
If they don't have the time, I'm just not going to give them my money.
Exactly. Wow. Well, see, yeah, I would just look past it and keep on, because I'm like, got to go. I got to get my stuff. And
no, not me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And one time I actually walked into a location and the gal at the front desk looked at me as though I was such an annoyance and I was, you know, really in her way. And I was just like coming in to say hi and introduce myself. And it was probably about a year ago. But yeah, what a bad feeling as the consumer.
It is. I mean, I'm sure if it was their own business, they'd be a little bit more on top of it. But I think a lot of people have the attitude like, yeah, you know, it's just a job. I don't, you know, I'm just here to get a paycheck.
And yeah,
you really can't do that, especially in the service industry. It's just, it just doesn't work.
No, because if that's your intention to not give a crap.
Yeah, and people know it.
Yeah,
people
can,
you
know.
And people like me, I'm like, okay, bye. I'll take my business elsewhere. There's other places to shop. So off I go.
Oh, my God. You are hilarious. So your kids can't stand it.
No, they cannot.
Oh, my God. Now, why do people trust you so much?
Especially being on the Cape. The Cape is a very close-knit community.
Mm.
So, and being where I work, it's really the only store of that kind. So I just know a lot of people, and most people I've helped. Like wherever I go, which is another thing that drives my kids crazy, is I always run into people I know.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you helped me do this, or you helped me do that. And you know what? It's actually a nice feeling.
Yeah.
It really is. We were in Disney World. This is years back, and I ran, you know, thousands upon thousands of people, and I run into people I know from the Cape. They're like,
my God.
Yeah,
I know.
It's crazy.
We're going on a cruise. So,
but
we're going with people that we
when
know.
When are we going?
When are we going?
I'm going.
I'm going next week. Okay. Now, what do your clients say about you? Because you are still working in the retail business, but you're really transitioning.
I am transitioning out.
So
I am
doing
part-time at... Can I mention the store?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Toys R Us.
Yeah,
up
you
in
already
Hyannis.
Did.
You all probably know me anyways. But yeah, I'm in a new chapter in my life.
Yeah.
So I just want to move
on. I think
on.
You're in a really great business.
I like it. And my manager, he's awesome. You know, they had some positions coming up at the store, and I just said no. I go, this is actually, I really want to do work with Central Payment. This, the merchant processing is something I'm very much interested in. It's my own business.
Yeah.
I work on my own time. You know, at Christmas time, I won't have to work. You know, 1,000 hours.
Yeah.
I can actually maybe see my family at Christmas time.
Oh, yeah, that's a great thing.
That was the toughest thing is, especially when my kids were younger, I just never saw them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you decided to do the Powerful Women Revealed platform here because we basically, I help market women.
Yes.
And I'm actually going to chat with you next week or the week at, well, when I get back from my vacation probably, about merchant services because I do accept credit cards and debit cards.
Excellent.
And I think I'm paying way too much.
You probably are.
Yeah.
And we have a lifetime warranty. So if you do business with Central Payment and someone comes in and gives you a lower rate, we can either beat it or at least match it for you.
That's
so
amazing.
You're always guaranteed to have the lowest rate. It's a great company to work for. It's just, I really enjoy working for them.
What is your favorite, so far, your favorite misconception to sort of demystify for people? That it's probably that it's cheaper.
Well, that it is cheaper. And, you know, it's almost like the insurance industry where people just... They don't really want to deal with salespeople that much anyways.
Well, it's a technical field.
Yes.
So when it's insurance, credit cards, merchant services, things of that nature, banks, all of those kind of industries, if we're not in that industry ourselves, obviously we're not an expert.
Correct.
And when we come into that situation to learn something new, oh my God, learning new applications on the computer. Oh, that's like my biggest pet peeve.
Yeah, I'm not very good with this.
Oh my gosh, like learning LinkedIn or learning Facebook or anything like that. But, you know, we're not experts. So to come in, it's like we're taking a class. We have to learn all of this stuff, all of this jargon. And I think that's what is probably frustrates people. And that's why they avoid it.
Yes. Oh, exactly. Exactly. Mm. And, you know, and I enjoy learning different things. And it's nice to educate people because a lot of people don't know much about the industry. And like I said, I am I am new to the industry, so it is a learning curve for me also.
Yeah.
But again, if I ever have any problems, I just call the company. I'm like, hey, you know, this merchant has a question. And they're always, they answer the phone right away.
Yeah, which is really great.
Which is very nice, yes.
Now, why do you think that the credit card processing industry seems so complicated? It really feels heavy.
It really isn't complicated. If you don't know about the product or what you're doing, it seems complicated. But once you're educated about it, it really isn't that difficult.
Yeah. So once you understand and you break it down simple layman's terms.
Exactly.
Because that's my favorite word.
Layman.
I just want layman's terms. I just
I'm
want
the same way, yep.
Bring it down.
Don't give
to
me any technical terms because I'll be like, what? I really look at the sky.
I really just want the simplest information.
And that's what people need. You don't need to get very technical with people because people don't want to hear it and people aren't going to understand. Basically, people want to save money.
I know.
Where they, it helps with their business.
Yeah.
Everything goes right back into your business no matter what you do.
I know. All right. Well, we got to go to break. So I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Donna St. Jean. I almost said Donna CPay. Like CPay is your last name now. Donna St. Jean. You can search LinkedIn, Donna capital CPay. If you are a small business owner or an entrepreneur, you really need to be on LinkedIn. And frankly, go to my LinkedIn page and just copy what I do if you're unsure of what to do. But anyway, I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Looking to create residual income and have more free time? On a mission to inspire healthy living, try Juice Plus. It's been around for decades and is not a juice or a vitamin. It's capsules or chewables that adults and children love. Juice Plus helps bridge the gap between what we do eat and what we should eat. Juice Plus nutritional products are pesticide and herbicide free, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free. Contact Dawn Spolidoro, a registered nurse and independent representative for Juice Plus at dawnrn.juiceplus.com today. Did you know that your skin is the largest organ you have, and anything you put on your skin gets absorbed into your body? This includes your makeup. Unique makeup products are incredibly safe, non-toxic, chemical-free, and organic. Unique is made from natural plant dyes and extracts, making it hypoallergenic and safe for almost all skin types. When you use makeup by Unique, you will know what you are putting on and in your body. Make this year all about you. For more information about Unique all-natural makeup, contact Fiona at naturalmakeuplady.com.
Do you yearn to write? Then you are a writer. Hi, I'm Suzette Martinez Standring, syndicated columnist and author of two award-winning writing guidebooks that are used in national journalism courses. Give a written memory as a gift, improve your blog, or get published. Discover where expression can take you. The heart of a writer is more important than the mechanics of writing, which are easy to learn. Book a workshop for your next conference or book a private writing party full of creatively juicy writing exercises and surprises. To learn more, visit my website, readsuzette.com.
Many people are now living past the age of 80, 90, and beyond. Are your teeth going to be with you if you reach 100 years? Preventative dental care is essential if you want to keep your teeth. At Rabini Dental, they pride themselves on providing quality care with the latest technology in a caring and compassionate environment. Call them today, 508-746-4856, for a free consultation to discuss all your dental needs. They're located at 45 Resnick Road in the Plymouth Industrial Park, across from the Colony Place Mall. Visit rabinidental.com.
And welcome back to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Donna St. Jean, and you can search her on LinkedIn at Donna C. Pay, and she'll pop right up there. Your beautiful strawberry blonde hair.
Thank you.
Now, so what do you believe sets your business apart, Central Payment? Because they are a pretty darn good company.
They are a very good company. They're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
They've been nominated one of the fastest growing companies in the past 5 years in the row. They're also affiliated with a global company called TSYS, and they've been nominated the past few years in a row as the most ethical company. And that was another big thing for me. I won't do anything that's unethical.
Yeah.
I had a...
Well, who is doing things that are unethical?
Well, I had a call from a gentleman from California, and I wasn't sure how he found me, but he did find me. He had a heavy probably Spanish accent with an Irish name. So he, which was okay. Very interesting.
Nothing but wrong with that.
No, absolutely nothing. It's just kind of odd, but he wanted to do business with me, and he was very pushy about it. So I sent him the application. He filled it out, and I called the company. I'm like, I really don't know anything about this man. I don't know how he found me.
Oh, and plus California. It's a
different... Yeah, I'm like, why would she even be calling me? But, you know, they have underwriters there, so they looked into it, and then they, you know, they steal the Social Security numbers and everything. So he called the actual man, Kenneth. I won't say his last name, and... he had nothing to do with the moving business that this gentleman was trying to pull off. So obviously they denied him, which was fine. But there's no way of really knowing. And that's what I like about them, too, with the underwriting. They investigate everything.
Okay, because this is the credit card
industry. There's a lot of fraud. A lot of fraud. A lot of corrupt people. I'm always amazed how people are like that. I don't have a corrupt mind, but...
Yeah, neither do I. And I don't know how to be deceptive.
Yeah, see, I don't either. But he stopped calling me because he was calling me 20 times a day.
Has it gone through?
And, you know, we have the CPay Mobile, which you can use on your phone. So I figured with a moving company, you know, and that's provided free also, if he wanted that. And he was just very insistent that everything was online. Everything's online.
Oh.
I'm like, okay. So again, another phone call to my company to say I'm just not feeling good about this guy at all.
And you had red flags.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, frankly, California, he's calling somebody in Massachusetts and he's calling somebody that's new in the industry.
Yes. It's very odd.
Yeah. So he probably specifically sought you out. Wow, what a shame.
I know. It is.
It was shame on him.
But now
shame.
I learned.
Shame, shame, shame. That's what I say to my dogs. Shame, shame on you.
I say that to my kids all the time. Shame.
All right, so let's talk about equipment and software. How important is it to stay up to date, and how often is the equipment changing?
Well, October 15th is when the industry is making big changes.
October 15th, 2015.
Yes, of this
really?
Year.
Really?
Everybody
Ooh.
Has to be compliant with the industry. And it's kind of a
is
pain.
Is that EMV?
No, EMV, that is part of it.
Okay.
That is part of it. You'll notice with your credit cards coming out now, there's a chip in it. So when your registrar is talking to the bank, everything's encrypted. So, and the codes change all the times. Because on back your credit cards, you have that black strip, and that's all your personal information's in there. Oh. So that's why it was so easy for everybody to steal information from you. So now with these encrypted codes, it's going to be much harder for them to do it. I mean, I'm sure they'll manage one way or the other, but it's going to be much more difficult for the information to be stolen.
And who is, well, you might not know this, but who is putting these little chips... It's got to be the credit card companies.
It's got to be the companies themselves doing it. I'm not sure who's doing it, but
it's a smart thing to do.
They're all doing it now.
Yeah.
They're all the credit cards. And eventually, they're saying by 2017, most people are just going to be using their phones.
Oh,
For the credit cards. Like, people won't even have credit cards anymore. All your information is going to be on your phone. You can swipe it over the machines.
Phone.
Yep. Yeah. It's crazy.
Like a fingerprint.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not even
swipe it right over.
It's not even the little thing that plugs in that you're swiping.
You can wave it right over the phone and it'll take all your information.
Technology is
amazing.
Wow. And then pretty soon it'll be like a chip in our head.
Yes.
And then we'll just look up and we'll
it'll be
and
an eyeball.
You know, like Mission Impossible. Oh my God. Now, is leasing equipment expensive? Is it inexpensive?
Whenever you lease anything, it's always going to cost you more money. With Central Payment, with a 3-year contract, everything's free.
Oh.
The equipment's free itself. There's Spot On.
Do you have to have a contract?
You do.
Okay.
You do.
So you can have 1 year, well, 2 year, 3 year.
Well, you don't
have
to, but it's not cost efficient not to have a contract.
Oh.
And with the industry, because there's so many of us out there, if you're obviously with another company, we will pay off all or a portion of your contract.
Okay.
So
T-Mobile?
You don't have to feel
Somebody's doing that.
So you're not locked in. I don't want people to ever feel that they're locked in with the company. Well, I can't do anything for 2 years. No, you actually can do something and we will help you pay for it. And again, we have the lifetime warranty where the guarantee.
So really, contracts are just like little agreements that can be broken.
Basically, yeah. Yeah.
It's like breaking rules, you know? You set
Not
the
that
rules.
We would ever do that.
And then you can,
yes.
Well, no, breaking rules in a good way.
Yes, in a good way.
Now, what were you starting to say about Spot On?
Spot On is a rewards program, and it's also a marketing program that we have.
Okay.
So let's say you have an ice cream shop, and we have a machine, and the people, it's, you have a card, but you don't have to use the card again. You can download everything onto your phone.
Okay.
The businesses will capture your emails, and then they can email information to you, like if they're having, you know, you buy, go into store three times, you get a free ice cream cone next time. They're running different specials, they'll alert you, and they do everything through, you know, media.
Tracking,
through,
and it's tracking.
Yeah, through LinkedIn, through Twitter, through Facebook. Hmm. They could track everything that way, too. So it's a great way to grow your business.
So that's a spot on.
Spot on.
And that's
a sister company, also of Central Payment.
Okay. All right. Now, I had a merchant services company. So I've been an entrepreneur for 8-9 years and small entrepreneur. So I had little small, you know, $25 purchases and sales. And I had a merchant service company because I needed to provide credit card.
Yep.
It's much easier that way.
You
lose sales because, and now credit cards are really debit cards because
yes.
people are switching over. And so, I left it because of the swiping and the email invoicing and the little swiping of the card on my little thing on my phone. It was easier, and I didn't have a monthly payment. So do you have to have a monthly payment?
We have monthly charges, but even with our monthly charges, it's still cheaper than a lot of the other companies that are out there, especially the ones that are online.
But your monthly charges.
And those are negotiable, too.
Oh.
And even with the monthly charges, we still wind up saving people a lot of money.
Because the actual charges from each swipe is so much lower
yes.
than what you're paying elsewhere.
Anybody who's using the white machine or
yeah.
the other thing that has a double P, you're paying way too much. Way too much. I can tell you that much right now. They're at one's at 2.75 for interest,
yeah.
and the double P is 2.9, where we yeah. start at 1.89.
Yeah.
So you're
okay.
definitely spending way too much money, and I would love okay. to help you out.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully, I hope you're talking to me too.
Yes, absolutely. You'd be my first.
Okay. Well, let's talk about one more thing before we go to break. The EMV that we mentioned. What is it? It's EuroPay, MasterCard,
Visa.
AKA, that's the chip
that's
technology.
That's the chip technology.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
In Europe, they've been using this for years.
Oh, okay.
Working at Toys R Us, people used to come and like wave the credit card over the machine. I'd be like, what are you doing?
Oh.
But now I understand what they're doing.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. We got to go to one more break. My guest is Donna St. Jean with Central Payment, and you can search her on LinkedIn, Donna C. Pay. Hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
What is your biggest challenge in your business? Are you getting all of the word-of-mouth referrals that you would like? Membership at a BNI chapter provides a positive, supportive, and structured environment in which to exchange quality referrals for men and women in business. BNI is an income generator and passes hundreds of thousands of referral business every month. Find out how you can be a part of a local BNI chapter or start a new one by visiting BNIRI.com. Serving southeastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island. That's BNIRI.com.
Coaching to Fulfill Dreams is here to support you, challenge you, and to help you find the inner confidence to make tough decisions and work through any uneasy decision in your personal or professional life. Coaching to Fulfill Dreams offers you the opportunity to take ownership of your decisions that will move you closer to living the life you've always imagined. Stop asking what if and start asking what's next. Take action today. Contact Lauren at CoachingToFulfillDreams.com.
Welcome back to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we're talking all about merchant services, so we've only got one segment left. So where do we want to begin? What motivates you on your worst day?
Gosh, there are some bad days that I just
we all have bad days.
You know
days.
What? You have to just keep plugging in. I just go, you know, you'll have a couple people that just want to have nothing to do with you. And then you'll go into the next account. They'll be like, hey, yeah, you know, I've been thinking about changing over. You know, what do you do? How can you help me? So you just have to keep going. You just have to, like, have the motivation to do it.
I know.
There are some days I'm like, you know what? I think I'm just going to go to the beach.
Well, that's the great thing about being an entrepreneur.
Yes, you know? Absolutely. I can just go to the beach.
And now that you're shifting and your hours are, like, what, 20% at the store?
Yeah.
And now you're kind of 80% at the...
Doing the business.
Yep. Okay. Who's your biggest mentor?
My biggest mentor? I don't really know. I'm going to say Nicole.
I don't know who mine is. I have a lot of mentors.
I have a lot. I mean, I have a lot of respect for my family. My, you know, my sister's very motivated. She's very bright. She's always very positive. I don't know, with the change of life and everything, I just try to stay with positive thinking people. Anybody that's been negative in my life, I just kind of...
Weaning them out.
Weaning them out, because it's just negativity will kill you.
Well, it's draining.
It is draining.
And you have to have a balance.
Yes, you do.
So you need some negativity so that you can, you know, improve and be positive. So, but as long as that positive is a little bit more than the negative.
More, but yes.
A lot more. I know. Yeah, I know. Now, what emotions do you feel when you've educated a new client and you see their face lights up and their like light bulbs are going off? How do you feel when that happens?
It's nice. I have a customer up in Eastham, Cafe Chocolate, and she said that she has a lot of people coming into their store, a lot of merchant service people, but she really liked me because she liked my personality and she liked how I helped her out. And you know, it's a great way to meet new people too. It's just a lot of fun. You just have to try to make the worst of the situation, just make it fun.
How do you know what store you want to go into?
I go into all of them. I go into every single store.
So if there's like a strip, an outdoor strip.
I've been in gun shops. I've been everywhere.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if there's a strip mall and you're like, okay, I'm going to do some...
Bang, bang, bang. Going to every single one.
Wow. Yeah. I need to learn from you.
It's a lot of fun.
We'll
spend a day together.
I want to come and be like your fly on your wall and actually just, you know, be attached to your hip and watch what you do when you go into the stores.
You're very personable. You would do just fine.
I know, but you know, that's not an easy thing to do.
It's not, but the more you do it, the better you get.
Just like
that's
anything else.
That's what you have to do with anything else. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's fun.
Okay. Is there anything else about your company that you want to share? Because I know that they're huge in philanthropy, too.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. They have, I read about the Glide. .org, SummerSearch, Lucille Packard's Children's Hospital. So they actually have concentrated a lot of support in 2014 for all of those nonprofits.
Right, for the nonprofits. And they do a lot of charities and a lot of things for themselves out in Northern California.
Yeah.
They do a lot of community work. And what's nice about, you know, working for myself, I can do the same thing on the Cape if I wanted to, which I do want to.
Yeah.
And I can reach out and help different groups and, you know, volunteer at different organizations, which is something I'm actually very excited to do, too.
Oh, okay. Do you have anyone in particular, or are you just going to kind of research
it and feel it out and see what... I would probably do a lot with children.
Yeah.
Being that I do love kids. Animals.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything.
I know. And sometimes it's hard because when you have family members that have had different types of cancers... You feel like you're playing favorites if you're giving to this one cancer organization versus another. You know what I mean?
You can't give to everybody.
You can't.
Which is unfortunate.
I know.
I mean, I would if I could, but I really can't. But, you know, I'd be willing to help with any type of group. You know, anything that you strongly believe in is something that you'd want to help out with.
Now, what do you think is the most important thing to remember about any merchant services? Like, regardless of who you're with or if you're going to change?
You just wanted, obviously the rates are important, but the customer service is very important. You want to make sure that you have a rep that does come in and check on you, whether it's coming into the store or through emails, through phone calls, just any type of follow-ups.
Mm.
If there's any kind of problems, you want to make sure that they're right on top of it.
Yeah.
And having a 24-hour like hotline is very important to have. Because, you know, if you have working with a company, they're 9 to 5.
Well, what's
things happen like 5:05.
Yeah. You're so funny.
Then what do you do?
You're so funny. Now, so what is like a typical thing that would go wrong? Like what goes wrong?
If it's technology. It's technology. I mean, if you lose power and everything you do is online, a lot of our equipment can be on and offline.
Okay.
Which is nice to have, but not all of it is. So,
yeah.
You know, powering up, I mean, you don't, they're machines.
Yeah.
You don't know what could happen, but their techs are right on top of everything.
Mm-hmm. Now,
nice.
As an entrepreneur, so store locations, they actually have all the equipment and and you push in your codes and all that. But as an entrepreneur, I'm not going to carry around all that equipment.
Well, no, that's why you use the mobile swipe machine. I mean, you can if you want.
No.
But we have the mobile swipe machine.
Remember the knuckle busters?
Yeah, we still have them at the store.
I have
lose
one.
Power.
I have one of them. Oh, my
why
God.
Why did I not doubt that?
And somebody said to me, what's a knuckle buster?
I think it was my kids. Never used one.
Yeah, my kids. What's a knuckle buster? You know, look, it's busting
look,
your
you
knuckles.
It hurts. Breaks the credit cards. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times.
All right. Well, if you could change anything, we got to go. But if you could change anything in the mindset of, because like you said, there are misconceptions and it's the industry and it's insurance and banking and credit cards. What would you change?
Well, I mean, changing the people's mindset on it?
I don't know. If you could change anything.
In the industry?
Yeah. What would you change?
I think it's just very important for people to be educated about what they have. I think a lot of people just have it. And they just use it, and they just don't even bother with it. The bill comes in, they'll just pay it, and not knowing that they could have a lot more to help their business out.
Really? So,
and no matter what, education's always very important.
Well, yes, I say knowledge is power all the time.
Absolutely.
So knowing what you're paying is really key.
It is very important.
And knowing what service are you getting, and do you deserve better?
Right, and just to see what different options are out there for you, too, because there's so much out there that can help you build onto your business, too.
Mm, okay. All right. Well, you are delightful. I love your
blue
fingernail polish.
Thank you.
Love it. I know. I'm about to go get nails done for the 4th of July. My son was born on the 4th of July. Happy birthday, Duke. Well, now it's going to be yesterday. Anyway. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening and recognizing all of these powerful women right along with me. You can find Donna again at Searched In Donna C. Pay. To find all the Power Gals, you can go to powerfulwomenreveal.com. And we're also going to have this on YouTube. Hi. So I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.